Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Minutes early for the Wednesday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, since it is Wednesday, the blog did go up this morning, so swing on over there and check that out when you get a chance. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, you want to hit the link, follow it over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, hey, Dan and I would greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, there's also the Sports Time Radio Twitter feed, which, come on, you know this by now, is at Sports Time Radio. You can find Dan and I on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man with three E's.
So, all right, Dan. Now, you know, we always kind of, you know, I think we've all kind of understood that the drug testing problem in the major sports is pretty much a joke with suspensions and stuff. I mean, you've really got to be an idiot to fail one, and you've got to be a really big idiot to fail multiple times. So I'm wondering why they don't maybe possibly adopt the one that NASCAR uses. They have a policy that they just actually imposed on a Xfinity racer by the name of Spencer Gallagher. He was given an indefinite suspension because he failed his drug test. And now he has to go through what NASCAR has called the Road to Recovery program if he wants to drive again this season. Do you think we'll ever see a baseball, football, you know, even though I don't think basketball or hockey have too many drug violations, or they may not even test, because I'm willing to bet basketball doesn't do much. Do you think we'll ever see one of the bigger sports adopt something like this, where a guy will have to prove he went through a program after just one failed test?
Well, I think with NASCAR, they get to just make the rules, right?
Yeah, well, they're their own governing body, so, and there's no drivers' union, to be fair.
Yeah, and that's what I was alluding to, the fact that, you know, would the either union, NFL or Major League Baseball, agree to something like that?
You know, I do wonder, because I think when it comes to drugs, wouldn't a union look bad if they wanted lighter punishments for players who were using?
You would think so. But I mean, indefinitely doesn't mean forever. And if they're going through a program, I mean, it's eventually going to come to an end. You know, it's more on your merit.
Yeah.
If you take it seriously.
You know, it would be up to you on obviously how quickly you'd want to complete the program. But the other interesting thing about this is, should this driver, you know, Gallagher, and I drew a blank on his first name. Was it Jack Gallagher? Is that what they said? Or was that the Spencer Gallagher? Excuse me. Sorry about that, Spencer. Even if he's reinstated this season and he drives, he can no longer earn a waiver for the playoffs. So, like, if he was to win a race, which moves you into the next round of the playoffs, that no longer counts for him. Maybe they should adopt something where if you fail a drug test during the season, you're not eligible for the playoffs if your team makes it.
That would be a better deterrent.
You know, I mean, yeah, do you think that would, like you kind of said, would that deter players from, you know, using? Because, I mean, you know, let's face it, I think we both know that there's guys on Major League Baseball rosters that are still using some kind of performance enhancer. They just haven't been caught yet. Do you think this would deter guys a little more?
I think so. I mean, because you're hurting your team twice. You know, but that's even, suffice to say, wouldn't a lifetime ban deter guys more?
Yeah, you know, you would think, but, you know, it always seems that when they say, well, it's a lifetime ban, it ends up getting overturned. So, you know, it's not like that's a real threat, where I think if you could say, hey, you know, this is what's going to happen, you know, not only are you going to sit out until you complete this program, but you're no longer eligible for your team's playoff roster. So what, you know, what are they going to do with you now? You can help the team get into the playoffs, but once they get there, you're no longer part of it. So I wonder how
the team twice. Yeah. But I think it would make
obviously
the union and the league look better. You know, not that they're just like giving up on these guys and throwing them out there, but you know, they have an official program to, you know, ensure these guys don't do it again and help them out, and you know, maybe sometimes get the right education.
Yeah, because you know, it's really clear that the policies they have now don't really work. I mean, we see, you know, over and over, I mean, guys are willing to risk the, I think it's, what is it, 50 games in baseball and then 4 in the NFL. You know, guys are willing to risk that. I mean, we see guys get suspended all the time. I mean, you know, I'm sure you were just as shocked as I was when D. Gordon was one of the guys who tested positive.
Oh, yeah.
For a, you know, a performance enhancer. I don't know, what was he trying to get, to double digits in home runs? You know, and I know it does more for you than just help you hit home runs. That was just kind of a joke there. But, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, you have to kind of start to wonder, you know, I mean, do these guys care? They're just going to do whatever. I mean, I think there needs to be kind of a, you know, a bottom line drawn, or a way to see if they could put an end to this. And I don't know if this would do it either, but I'm thinking maybe it could possibly be a step in the right direction.
I think it would, but, you know, like I said before too, I think it would make just baseball, or, you know, NFL and their unions just look that much better.
So, yeah, you know, and then I do wonder how would the players freak out, though, you think, if the union backed a stronger testing policy? You know, or a stronger suspension policy like that?
Well, I think, as some would say, the guilty ones would.
You know, and honestly, to be clear, I think before they do any of this and they make steps like this, which I think could be a really good idea, I believe the first thing you do is take marijuana off the list as a fail. You know, I think, you know, you've got to get past that now in society. I mean, it's a, you know, while technically, yes, it is illegal in certain states, yeah, you know, we got to get over that at this point in our lives. I think no matter what age you are or where you stand, I think you got to kind of get past that one. So we'll see if they ever do, but that's, you know, that would be stupid, you know, to have a guy have to do it for testing positive for marijuana. Who knows, right? You know how they are.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in the next 20 years, it should almost be legal in all the states or cities that Major League Baseball resides in.
Yeah, I mean, you would think, and I mean, it wouldn't be hard for, you know, the owners and the Players Association to agree on something like that. You know, just be like, hey, look, let's take this off the table and, you know, go with, you know, the rest of what we got going here. You know, who knows if they will. I, like I said, I just thought it was interesting that this is how NASCAR handles it. But, You know, you I didn't really think about it when you mentioned it, but yeah, they don't have the stumbling blocks that a lot of these other leagues have. So you know, it's a big plus for them there. I was looking. I know you and I were talking a little bit about off the air about it in the FanDuel Home Run Challenge. I hit one last night, thanks to my guy Nelson for coming through for me. But I know today, and it doesn't look like they're going to have it here. These guys luckily were not part of the choices, but there were multiple free homer events. As I know that Mookie Betts hit three for the Red Sox, and I believe Edwin Encarnacion hit three for the Indians today. I don't think there was anybody else. It doesn't look like anybody else lit up the scoreboard except the Rockies. But I don't think any of their guys hit bombs. Let me double check the box score real quick here. I think they just scored the old fashioned way. You know, they earned it. Nolan Arenado did have two, but that was it. He did not get the three. So, I know you mentioned it a little. How did you end up doing last night? Did you hit any home runs?
Oh no, I zeroed out again.
Yeah, well, you know what? I should have realized you were going to have a bad night when I liked the strategy you used yesterday. Because I really thought the Angels were going to be a good team. When you had two of them, I thought you were going to be right on, and I had one myself. I had Upton, and he, of course, did nothing. So I should have, you should have known you were in trouble when I said, oh, I like what you did there. You should have immediately went in and changed it.
Yeah, let me double check, because I do not believe Pujols or Trout hit one. I forgot who the – yeah, no, I didn't get any. I thought by chance maybe Mitch Haniger did get one, but he didn't.
Yeah, I'll get to mine in a little bit here on who I went with today. But let me throw the finals at you here from today. We had Boston beat the Royals 5-4. Drew Pomeranz got a win. Danny Duffy took a loss, and Craig Kimbrell got the save. The Indians won 12-4 over the Rangers. Give Corey Kluber the win and Matt Moore the loss. The Tigers beat the Rays in 12 innings. Dan, I hope you had Warwick Sepold as one of your pitchers today, because he picked up the win for the Tigers. Matt Andreese got the loss. The Twins shut out the Blue Jays 4-0. Their top prospect, that rookie Fernando Romero, made his debut today, got the win. Marcus Stroman took another loss for the Jays. The Cardinals beat the White Sox 3-2. Carlos Martinez got the win. Lucas Giolito picked up the loss. And Bud Norris racked up a save for St. Louis. And then the last final, the Rockies took it to the Cubs today, 11-2. Tyler Anderson got the win. Yu Darvish got slapped around and took the loss. And then in the only other game going on right now, it's through seven in San Francisco. The Giants are ahead of the Padres 9-3. The starters there, who are no longer in the game, are Clayton Richards for the Padres and Derek Holland for the Giants, but a little more possible concern for the Giants. Dan, I don't know if you saw Johnny Cueto went on the DL yesterday with right elbow inflammation. And in today's game, Andrew McCutchen got hit by a pitch and had to be removed from the game. Ooh. So it's possible the Giants are looking on having some injuries add up to them, kind of like the Dodgers. So that division is getting kind of beat up out there, with the exception of Arizona, who's been fantastic, and then Colorado and San Diego.
Well, and I think Pollock hit three home runs. Was it Saturday or Sunday?
Last night. Was it last night before? Yeah. So, yeah, because somebody jumped out of his bandwagon right away and started talking about his impending free agency this offseason. You know, so God forbid they talked about or even knew who he was before, but you hit three home runs and they want to know how much you're going to get in free agency. So, but yeah, you know, the Diamondbacks now 21-8, they've built up a 5.5 game lead over the Rockies. Could we see a runaway situation here, Dan? I mean, I know the Diamondbacks probably aren't going to play .724 ball all season winning percentage wise. But, you know, right now, I mean, as long as they hang around 600, you know, it looks like they could just run away with this division as beat up as the Giants and the Dodgers are. We know the Padres aren't ready to contend. Their only real competition is Colorado, right?
Pretty much right now. Yeah, they just have to I was going to say, Arizona's the one with Boxberger, correct?
Yeah.
I just like the name. He's closing games out.
Yeah, who was going to be the setup guy? I thought Archie Bradley was going to close, so I took it in the chops when I took Bradley on a couple teams, and he ended up being the setup guy. So
I thought it was going to be the other way around also, but, you know, that's, I think, was kind of a little bit of the question was, you know, who's going to be their closer full-time. And now that they have one really working for them, you know, as long as they could stay together, you know, because that seems to be what, like with the Dodgers and the Cubs, is their bullpen has been kind of, it's been good on nights, but when it's been bad, it's been bad. Losing games.
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, it can be a big key, and it's so hit or miss. You know, it's literally from year to year, you can bring the same guys back, and the bullpen will be completely different.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things, you know, you have to see. But here's the rest of the rundown, Dan, for tonight. We got Pittsburgh at Washington. Ivan Nova and Steven Strasburg are the starters there. We got the Brewers at the Reds. Hey, it's your guy Wade Miley going for the Brewers tonight against Luis Castro. Yay. The Braves are at the Mets. Sean Newcomb and Jacob DeGrom start there. The Phillies are at the Marlins. Aaron Nola against Jose Urena. The Yankees are at the Astros. That's the Mickey Mouse Network game of the night. It's Luis Severino against Dallas Keuchel. The Dodgers at the Diamondbacks. We get Hyun-Jin Ryu against Zach Godley. The Orioles are at the Angels. Your other guy pitching tonight too, Dan. We got Dylan Bundy going for the Orioles tonight against Andrew Heaney. And then we've got the A's at the Mariners. Former Cub great Brett Anderson gets the start for the A's. And he takes on James Paxton for the Mariners. So there you go. There's your wrap-up for tonight.
So you'll be up for the Seattle-Oakland game?
No, not on a Wednesday. Well, the sad part is I'll probably be up, but it won't be intentional. Just because of my lovely, you know, sleeping habits, but yeah. So, one of the things I always find incredibly interesting about baseball, you know, Dan, I'll tell you what, I'll be nice to you because I don't know if you've looked into this. I'll give you two guesses. Who has the longest winning streak in the National League right now?
The Braves?
No, try again. They have the second longest.
Oh, geez. The Mets?
No, they actually lost last night. The Miami Marlins are currently on a 4-game winning streak and have actually won 6 of their last 7. Dan, baseball is such a weird game. Did you ever think we'd see the Marlins win 4 in a row this season?
No, I thought they'd be like, gosh, who was it? Whoever's at the bottom in the National League that has like 6 wins, was that Cincinnati?
The Reds, yeah, they have 7. They won, I think it was last night or the night before. Oh, cool. So, yeah. So, yeah, it's just such a strange game when you kind of get around to it. And, you know, these things just happen. I mean, you get a hot guy or a hot couple guys, and the next thing you know, you know, hey, you put together a 4-game winning streak. I mean, they're actually 6-4 in their last 10, which is, you know, fantastic for the Marlins. Actually looking, they have the longest winning streak currently in baseball. I am picking them to lose tonight because I'm using Aaron Nola in FanDuel. I think that streak comes to an end. I just can't see them continually running it. But, of course, with me just saying that now, they'll probably win, you know, 14-0, and they'll every guy in the lineup will hit a home run. But that's just because I said something about it. Is there a way to quantify this, Dan, when you look at it? I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, when people ask me about it, the only thing I can really say is it's just kind of, to steal a Red Sox thing, it's just baseball being baseball, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, we didn't bring it up for the first time this year, but last month was hashtag it's only April, and now it's just May.
So, yes, I forgot about that. So, you know, and it's like I don't expect the Marlins to go on some huge winning streak and take over the division or anything like that. And, you know, I just think it's kind of interesting because here's a team that it is, you know, it's supposed to be bad, but yet, you know, they beat the Phillies two in a row. You know, on Monday they got to Jake Arrieta pretty well. You know, ended up winning that game, you know, 8-4. They won in a close game in extra innings last night. You know, before that, they beat the Rockies in two games who just came in here and slapped the Cubs around, you know, the last couple days, especially today. So, you know, it's just kind of weird how that works out. But interestingly, you know, Dan, if they could find a way to pick up the win tonight, they're going to Cincinnati. If things worked out right, they could actually add three more if they can get by Aaron Nola tonight. What do you think the chances are that the Marlins come into Chicago on a 8-game winning streak?
I would say maybe 60% chance.
You know, and I did mean to ask you, I saw your other guy was back. Did you go out and pick Wei Yin Chen up? He did get a win in his first start.
Oh, no, I didn't even know he was back yet. He's probably out.
Yeah, he came back. Oh, when I can't remember when he came back. It was obviously it was last week sometime because he made the start. But now I'm curious. I've got to go in and look and see if somebody did add him so you could go on and grab him in our league because I know he's your guy.
I highly doubt he's even available. That kid that's pitching for Pittsburgh who came up and was just kind of lights out the other night. I was on the waiver wire in both leagues within 18 hours, and he was gone in both leagues.
Yeah, you know, I extended the waiver time this year to try to give more people an opportunity to get guys, because that's always one of the biggest complaints is guys, you know, some guys with their jobs, they can't get to the waiver wire right away. So I tried to even it out as best as I could this year. But, yeah, there are guys that are just all over it. And it's like, man, you know, like I know during our, you know, our football league, there are guys who actually at halftime will go on and pick up guys.
Yeah.
As weird as this sounds.
The one thing I'm noticing about our baseball leagues this year is everyone's seemingly a little bit more pitcher focused. So, I mean, you'll find position players, but try to find a pitcher, and he's most likely.
Yeah, it can be tough to hunt those guys down. Now, it does look like Dan, he is a free agent in the Snake League. If you want to jump on and try to claim him there, let me see how the auction league is here. As we pop him up, and no, as of right now, you can go get him in both our leagues, Dan. If you need a starter, Wei Yin Chen is available. So, you know, you'll have to see if he fits into your team.
Well, I have a lot of DLs right now.
Yeah, give me both. Oh yeah, you know, I was just in there and I forgot to look. I don't think I have a room, but you know, I know Miguel Sano just went on the DL. So I have to go figure out what the heck I'm gonna do with that. I'm slowly getting to the point where I won't have to make changes in my lineup anymore because all I have is guys on the DL. So you know, and it's just weird because there's, you know, it's just one of those things, there's nothing you can do about it. I just gotta kinda hope that you know, they come back soon.
Yeah, I'm like Mark Melanson.
Yeah, you know, just one of those fun things. You know, it hopefully he will be back at some point in time. I'm beginning to wonder myself, but hopefully. I do not enjoy this ESPN league that we're in.
No, I hate it.
They make everything just incredible. To make the simplest move, you've got to like jump through all these hoops. I mean, all I wanted to do was go on and put Sano on the DL, and I have to go to like two or three different screens just to.
Yeah.
Just to make that move. It's like, why has it got to be this complicated?
Well, not only that, there's almost as many players on the team than there is positions available. So you have like two bench players. So what's the point of even changing your lineup?
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to pick up Denard Span because he's the highest point scorer available, so we'll see how that goes for me. So. It ought to be exciting at that point. So we shall see how it goes. But, yeah, I'll have to talk to, my friend Rory does that, so I'll have to jump in and, send him an email and ask him if there's a way to make changes or something with this, because it's just it becomes less fun when you've got to, jump through 80 hoops just to make a move. It's like, man, all I wanted to do was make one change. Why am I stuck here jumping on frickin', 8 or 10 different things? It's like, come on.
I wonder if that's just the way their league is, though, the way it's the ESPN league itself.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's the way it's set up. I finally managed to get a win last week in that league. I didn't realize I hadn't won any games. So now I'm a whopping 1-3. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I thought I had a really good team in this league, but it hasn't turned out that way. So we shall have to see how that goes, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, I wanted to mention to you, Dan, I actually kind of threw this out on the blog. You and I went back and forth a little bit about how tired LeBron James was and, how it was definitely going to cost him in the series. Pretty interesting, Dan, that a tired guy went out and posted a triple-double. And, you kind of joked about they were going to manage his minutes. Well, he only played 47, Dan. So we were okay there, just 47 minutes in overtime game. And, they ended up winning, I think it was 113-112. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. My other
so
one,
much for being tired.
I thought of afterwards was, Lou's going to sit there and go, hey, when the whistle blows, when it's cheerleader time, commercial break time, hey, you're at 37 minutes. You want to come in? No, I'm good. So was that the extent of managing his minutes?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know. They didn't give anything away on how they were that he was going to manage his minutes. So apparently that didn't last, though. Like I said, he did play 47 minutes out of, what is it? It's out of possible, it had to be 50-something because the game is 48 minutes and is overtime 5 or 7 minutes? I don't remember. So,
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was that. That's how LeBron managed his minutes. The other game, the Warriors picked up another win over the Pelicans as Steph Curry returned. You were a little off, Dan. You had 37 first points. I think he ended up with 28. So you weren't too bad. Curry actually came off the bench. He was the sixth man. Now they did manage his minutes. He only played 27. So they kind of, I think that's a good return for him, though, don't you?
Yeah. See, I was on 35 minutes. Then my point total probably would have came true.
Yeah, possible. It would have been right there. So, You know, tonight we only have one game. It's game two in the Utah Jazz Houston Rockets series. The Rockets, of course, are still at home. Houston won game one pretty handily. It's a TNT game tonight, Dan. You see Houston having any issues kind of rolling through game two?
No, they should be perfect.
You know, and I think I realize now that you just became a huge James Harden fan when you saw the highlight of him in the suite at the Astro game eating ice cream. Did you see that one the other day?
Of course. Oh, of course.
I got a kick to that on their off day that James Harden goes to the Astro games. So it's like, hey, that's cool.
Hey, it's the playoffs. Yeah. They're in the playoffs.
You know, I wonder how many Astros go to Rocket if they're off, or I don't know. Well, they barely get days off, but you know. So I thought that was pretty cool though. So you know, we'll see. I like this series doesn't have much interest to me. I think everybody, you know, in the West, we're just kind of waiting to get to Houston Golden State now, aren't we? That's the series we want to see.
Pretty much.
You know, now out of the teams left, is there anybody you want to see play LeBron in the East? Do you want to see Boston, or do you want to see Philadelphia against him, or do you care? I mean, because I think you have LeBron going to the finals, don't you? Did you decide that?
Pretty much. I mean, as I keep saying that one today, I think it would be a little bit more. You want to go with ratings-wise? I think ratings-wise, if it's they'll get more if it's Cavs Sixers. But the Celtics matchup might be a good one too.
Yeah. Now, you know, again, I'm not the most ardent NBA follower, but I got to tell you, I'm kind of surprised the Celtics are doing as well as they are. I mean, they basically have their top two players out. You know, they went all season without Gordon Hayward, and then Kyrie hasn't played a minute in the playoffs. You know, he won't. He's done. You know, yet they got through the first round, you know, relatively unscathed. And, you know, game one, they were fantastic, against the Sixers team, who is everybody's new favorite now. You know, everybody just loves the Sixers because of the young guys and the process and all that kind of stuff. Are you as kind of surprised as I am that the Celtics have kind of done it as well as they have, or made it kind of look as easy as they have?
Yeah, I didn't think they'd really make it past the first round, to be honest.
You know, and they may have a little more adversity. You know, Jaylen Brown is doubtful. He strained a hamstring in game one, so there's a chance he's going to end up missing game two. So they may play with a little more adversity. So we'll have to see how that goes, but. Dan, you know, I know you don't, you're not a big pay-per-view guy kind of like I am, but if these two fights were listed on pay-per-view and you could only buy one, your wife says, Dan, I'll only let you get one of these. Do you want to see Charles Barkley against Draymond Green or Kendrick Perkins against Drake?
I think Barkley and Green. Do they have some
going on? Yeah, apparently what happened last night, and I only caught the highlights of it, so I didn't get the whole thing, but there was a nice little argument going on where Draymond Green was in Rajon Rondo's face. And when they cut back to the studio, Barkley basically just flat out said he would punch Draymond Green in the face. And I thought that was hilarious because, you know, that's what those guys do. That's Charles and Shaq and those guys to a T. And yeah, he mentioned it a couple times. Well, then, you know, Draymond Green fired back, and it's kind of humorous when a top in-shape athlete picks on an old guy. We all get a kick out of that because, you know, Charles isn't punching anybody in the face at this point in time. So was their beef. And then I guess with Drake, apparently at halftime, Kendrick Perkins was talking to Serge Ibaka as they were walking to the tunnel. They used to play together in Oklahoma City, so they know each other. For some reason, as the reports go, Drake took exception to this and started kind of hurling expletives at Perkins. Now, Perkins is not the guy you want to do this for because, you know, he got six fouls in an NBA game and he liked to use them. he turned right around. He's also 6'11 and probably 300 plus pounds, where I believe Drake would be the smallest guy in the NBA if he ever played. So yeah, this was like zero matchup, but it was kind of humorous. Then I would like to see Drake get punched in the face. I would be okay with that. So yeah, I'm all for supporting your team, though, but there's no reason you got to get yourself killed, Drake. There's no glory in that. So
yeah, that's not God's plan.
And well, you know, I did hear somebody describe him as the softest rapper. Is that true? Is he soft as a rapper? I don't know enough about the rap game.
I guess so. I mean, he's the one who has all the kind of whiny songs. There was like a thing going around where you're Draking, you know, where you're, my niece explained it to me as something as you're just really crying about something. So, I don't know.
I'm way too old for that. I enjoy my share of rap music, but I'm not hip or cool on what is current. So,
there's only two rappers out of Canada, right? Drake and the Informer guy.
Snow. Yeah. So who had one hit? So, and do you know it? Because I know it. What was Snow's one mainstream hit in America, Dan? Come on. So maybe Dan died. All right, well, to finish up, Snow's hit was Informer. But anyways, Charles Barkley went on locally here on Dan's favorite show, Waddle and Sylvie on the Mickey Mouse Network here, AM 1000, in the Chicago area. And he actually said, I said something I shouldn't have said, and I want to be man enough to apologize. I was 100% wrong. So he's backing off his comments to Draymond Green. You know, that one of the things. And, you know, Barkley went on to say, I wasn't literally going to fight an NBA player. If he took it like that, I apologize. I mean, we all knew he wasn't going to really, really fight, you know, Draymond Green or anything like that. I don't know why Green would look at it that way. Some of his other comments here, it says, those guys who are irritants, who are all good players that can be annoying at times. But like I said, I was wrong when I said it, and I shouldn't have said it. So there you go. Charles kind of backed off on his comments, and we can move on with our life now, and they don't have to rub it in our face. So.
Yeah, but I mean, if it were back in Charles' day, wouldn't he have really punched him in the face, though?
Yes. And if it wouldn't have been Charles, it would have been somebody else on his team, because you wouldn't have wanted to get Charles ejected. So there would have been on the bench whose specific job would be just to come in and punch Draymond Green in the face. So, you know, that's just kind of how those things work out. But, you know, there you go. We cleared that all up for you, and now we can all be happy and, like I said, get on with our lives. So, I am kind of interested. Yeah. Who wants to see Charles Barkley fight an NBA, right? Yeah. And, you know, it's fun when he fights with Shaq. It's not going to be any fun to watch him fight an actual player. You know, Dan, there's a lot of kerfuffling going on in Oklahoma City now, and it seems like your guy Carmelo Anthony is kind of focused on the center of it. You know, he said that he doesn't want to come off the bench. You know, there was talk that they were going to move him to the bench. You know, he doesn't want to do that. He's got no interest in doing that. He came out today and mentioned, maybe it was today or possibly yesterday, that the team was just thrown together, you know, kind of taking a shot at management there. And there was also a quote attributed to him, I don't know when this one came out, that they didn't use him properly. Now, your boy's due almost $29 million, so I guess he feels pretty safe in saying this, because it's not like they're going to cut him. At this point, nobody is going to trade for him, so he's going to be paid. You know, there's no doubt about this whatsoever, but what's up with your guy here? He ain't crabby in his old age?
I was going to say that's what happens when you're unhappy. Right? If it's, you're not going to blame yourself, you know, just like the player is not going to get fired. It's the coach, you know. In this situation, it would be the hitting coach. Or,
yeah.
I'm sorry, the pitching coach. But, you know, I mean, you know, is that just his sentiment or is that coming from some of the other staff?
You know, it's all been attributed to him. So,
well,
you know, you
I mean,
don't
though.
Really know, yeah, you know, where these things come from.
You know, what I guess what I meant is if he's saying that, is he only speaking for himself? Or are there others that, you know, feel the same way too, but aren't guaranteed $30 million, so they're not going to say anything?
Yeah, you know, who knows? Obviously, he's in a much more, you know, what you would describe as a position of power compared to, you know, a bench guy. You know, no bench guy could get away with it. So, you know, Carmelo is a little, you know, in a little safer area when it comes to these things. So, you know, he can get away with it if he wants to. But yeah, I don't know. Is there any chance they find a trade partner for him?
No, I think the only way is if we get one of those magical 3-5 team trades.
You know, could he end up with the Warriors? Could he go to Golden State and try to win a title in the final year?
So.
Correct. You know.
Maybe Durant will. Maybe Durant will come back or go back.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, just like I said, it was just kind of, you know, it was one of those. I don't know if you want to call them interesting, how you want to look at them or whatever it is, but you know, again, you know, a guy making that kind of money, he's pretty safe. So, you know, if he's going to go ahead and say something, you know, there's not a whole lot. I mean, like the team could cut him. You know, the NBA does have that new waiver procedure, but, you know, it wouldn't, he would still get paid. It's not like he'd be losing the money. So,
well,
you
mean,
know, I don't know
cut,
if it, does,
though,
it would do the to let him go.
I don't know if you'd want to be that, because don't they have the rule, too, where, you know, if so-and-so signs them for $500,000, the Oklahoma still has to pay the rest?
Yeah, he could sign basically anywhere else he wanted. He could go play with LeBron because they are good buddies. And then, yeah, whatever Cleveland signed him for, Oklahoma City makes up the difference. That's just, you know. But either way, like, even if he didn't sign, he would still get that money. So one way or the other, he's getting that money whether he plays or not.
Man.
So,
what were we thinking?
You know,
should have went in the bag. Should have been good at basketball.
Yeah, except I stopped growing, so it wouldn't have done me much good. So, you know, we'll have to see. But
yeah, Zag grew a little bit, but I had some help. Yeah, you're right. If only I was 6'9".
Yeah, you know, that would be the thing. If I could have just been taller, I, you know, maybe it would have been something I could have looked into. But, you know, just didn't work out. So I am interested here, Dan, if Lonzo Ball actually releases this album, are you going to buy it? Are you going to go get it on iTunes?
No. No, not.
No, he's rapping. Maybe he's as soft as Drake. Do you like that stuff?
No.
Let's see. It looks like the album, if this is an album, they still call them albums, I think. It looks like it's going to be called Born to Ball. And here you go, Dan. It's going to be released via Big Baller Music
Big
Group.
Baller
so there you go. So yeah, you're not interested at all. You know, is it possible? You know, it could be a birthday gift for you. Would you like that if I got you the album as a download? interested in either, but maybe Dan had to take his break early since we're here a little earlier. So while I wait to see what is, oh, that's why he fell off. Dan went away. It is raining out. Surprisingly, I've actually made it through the podcast with no interruption, but Dan did just drop off. So we will wait for him to recycle. And while he does, I'm going to play the Oh, see, that went just about the perfect time to get back in. And it went again. Stop. Oh, good Lord. I didn't need to hear it twice. So you don't want the download as a birthday present is what I was asking you?
No, good thing my birthday is not for another year, but maybe you've got a birthday coming up. Is that what you're looking for?
I do. I'll keep it for myself then since I got it for you and you didn't want it. I'll keep it. So, you know, that's okay.
It's too bad I can't send it to you through iTunes.
So, and, you know, we did kind of skate past literally hockey last night. There were a couple games. The Capitals did get a big win, 4-3 last night in Pittsburgh, so they lead that series 2-1. But the Jets loading up on the Predators, Dan, 7-4 last night. Runs than the Cubs have scored all week. They now lead that series 2-1. Are the Preds in trouble, Dan?
I think they're kind of in trouble, but they still got a couple more games. But it is officially break time because we're on a different schedule today.
Yeah, so we knew that. All right, well, as Dan goes to break, I will throw my FanDuel lineup at you like I like to do while he is away. And I do have to warn you, I've been doing terribly, so if you're listening to my advice, I apologize. But we're going to give it a shot here again today. I am going with Aaron Nola, $8,900, pitching against the Marlins tonight. I just figure, that streak's got to end. You know, it's going to drop. For the first base catcher slot, I'm going to try to ride Matt Adams again. He was huge last night, and I'm willing to take the chance. He's hitting third again for the Nationals. He's only $2,400. I'm gonna take the shot there and see if he'll produce for me. Second base, I spent $3,800 on Jed Lowry. He's hitting third for the A's. Been one of the hottest hitters this first month of the season, so hopefully he'll continue that for me. Third base, I'm rolling with Eugenio Suarez. He's hitting cleanup for the Reds tonight. You know, anytime you're in Cincinnati, you never know when a guy could just accidentally homer, and I'm hoping that Suarez does that tonight. Shortstop, I'm using Manny Machado. He's my highest paid guy. I paid $4,800 for him. He's hitting third for the Angels tonight, and it's a good matchup for him against Heaney, so I think he could have a really big night. And hopefully I'm right there. My outfield starts off with Christian Yelich for $3,700. He's hitting second for the Brewers tonight. Again, they're in Cincinnati. You never know just what's going to go on there. My second outfielder is also a Brewer. I'm going with Domingo Santana for $2,900. He's hitting sixth for them tonight. In doing my research, I read that he was one of the undervalued players for the night, so I'm taking a chance on him. Then my final outfielder is Aaron Altherr, who is still just hanging around at $2,700, hitting cleanup for the Phillies tonight. You know, he's in a really good position to drive in runs on a really good offensive team. So if they get going at $2,700, you got to figure he's a great value. So I'm going to give it a shot there. And I'm rolling with, I always try to roll with a couple suggestions from other people because mine just stinks so bad. The value play of the night is supposed to be Wilmer Flores of the Mets. I'm going to roll him out there at $2,200. He's hitting second for the Mets tonight. So I'm really just kind of hoping they're right and the guys who know more about fantasy baseball than I do, you know, drop in and Wilmer kind of explodes for me. But at $2,200, you figure, you know, if I get 20 points out of him, that's a huge night. So, you know, even if it's just 15, you know, I would take that for $2,200. And as long as the big guys deliver, I'm okay. But the quick recap here, Aaron Nola of the Phillies is my pitcher, Matt Adams of the Nationals at first, Jed Lowrie of the A's at second, Eugenio Suarez of the Reds at third, Manny Machado of the Orioles at short. My outfield is Yelich of the Brewers, Santana of the Brewers, and Altair of the Phillies. And then my utility guy is Wilmer Flores of the Mets. So there you go. My home run derby, I have a new strategy tonight. What I did is I went and I looked which three teams have given up the most home runs in Major League Baseball. And those three teams are the Reds, the Orioles, and the Angels. So my home run lineup today is Ryan Braun, who's hitting third for the Brewers. They're playing the Reds. Albert Pujols, who's hitting cleanup for the Angels. They're playing the Orioles. And Chris Davis, who's hitting seventh for the Orioles. They're playing the Angels. Will this strategy work? Absolutely not, but I am going to try it. I did hit a home run last night. Nelly Cruz came through and put up a bomb for me. So I did get one. Nowhere close to winning. I don't remember what you needed. I'm going to double check here really quick, but obviously you needed more than one home run, and I've only gotten that once in the entire time they've been doing this. So that's how it kind of worked out. Let me see here. Come on, there you go. You needed four last night to claim the winning prize of $29.41. Here's one of the winning lineups. Matt Adams hit two bombs last night. The other guy had Bryce Harper and Anthony Rizzo. So that just happened to be the guy they ranked on top. The last guy who split the dough with $4 also had Harper and Adams, but his other guy was Corey Dickerson. I went with CJ Krohn, who homers every time I don't use him. I mentioned Nelly Cruz hit one last night, and I went with Justin Upton because I like their matchup against Alex Cobb, and yeah, that didn't work for me either. They scored a whopping 3 runs. So there you go. Just kind of how it worked out for me. So we shall see if tonight gets better. Again, sadly, for whatever reason, lately it has not. But we will try. You know, and I got to start working on my NASCAR lineup because there is another three roll there for that. So hopefully I can roll that out and get a NASCAR win, which I was kind of close on last week if Austin Dillon hadn't wrecked. So we'll see. Just how things go. All right, but Dan and I were talking about hockey before he had to kind of slide out. There are two games tonight. They're both on the NBC Sports Network. We kick off with the Tampa Bay Lightning. I almost said Rays because we always talk a lot of baseball. But it is the Tampa Bay Lightning at the Boston Bruins. That series is tied one game apiece. So we'll have to see if the Bruins can pick up some games at home or how it works out. And then the nightcap tonight has the Las Vegas Golden Knights at the San Jose Sharks. The Golden Knights do lead that series 2-1. So if they can, you know, pick up a third win tonight, they'd have the opportunity to put it away on Friday. But yeah, both NBC Sport Network games tonight. I think the games stay on NBC Sports Network now until the weekend. You know, I know the opening round, since there were so many games and so many teams, they are games on the USA Network, and I think even MSNBC had games. You know, they did their best to get hockey out there, but you know, their channels aren't the easiest to find, obviously, with the exception of NBC. But at least they're giving them a lot of coverage. So we'll, you know, who knows, maybe someday it'll get popular and people actually realize it's fun to watch. So, you know, I enjoy checking it out while things are going, you know, while other things are going on. So, you know, we shall see. But yeah, that's what you got tonight. If you're for your viewing pleasure, you know, hopefully you'll be able to take in a little hockey. There we go. You're gonna have time for some hockey tonight, Dan, since both Chicago played earlier?
Oh yeah, definitely be checking that out. Who's on first? I got kicked off again. My call dropped.
It's the Lightning and the Brewers are on first. And then it's the Sharks and the Knights to wrap things up.
I might look more into the Sharks Knights, but you know, I'll definitely have the Lightning on in the background while we're eating dinner.
Yeah, you know, I'll get to see obviously a little more of the first game, because with the 9 o'clock start for the later games, you know, that kind of rules that stuff out for me. You know, just kind of with the fun work schedule, that's how it goes. So, but yeah, hopefully, you know, I think kind of like everybody else, I'm kind of rooting to see, you know, for the Knights to do well. So we'll, you know, we'll see how it works out. You know, and they, you know, they've had a really good run.
It would be something to see Vegas fall away, though.
Yeah, you know, I think it would really change the way expansion is done. So, you know, just one of those really interesting things. So,
Do you center around, you know, being that the goalie they have?
Well, you know, you always need a hot goalie in the play. You know, you always need that hot goalie in the playoffs. You know, that's a big help. But, you know, compared to the way expansion is done, this team was set up to do well. You know, I mean, they were actually given star players, I guess you could, you know, not like top of the line stars, but, you know, like Marc-Andre Fleury is their goalie. Well, his name is on the Stanley Cup from being with the Penguins. You know, James Neal was a top guy. You know, they were able to bring him in. They were really, really smart with the way they put their team together. So, you know, it's a lesson that, you know, I think a lot of NHL teams could learn from, if, you know, or the next expansion team could learn from, if, you know, they continue to go that route. I don't know, you know, how much expansion is NHL, but, you know, they were definitely given an opportunity to win, and they took advantage of it. So you can't fault them for that, right?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I need them to lose to the Predators in the conference final. That's what I have, but we'll see if that happens.
And your town's getting the next hockey team, correct? Going to be paid for by Amazon?
I doubt that, but... All right, well, this means it's time for Dan and I to take off. But, hey, we'll be back tomorrow, maybe at 5:30, depending how Dan's schedule goes. You know what to do while we're gone, though. Get over to sportstimeradio.com. Check out the new blog that went up this morning. Link over to the Facebook page. Give that a like. But don't forget the Twitter feed at sportstimeradio. You can find Dan and I on Twitter as well if you want to hunt us down. But, hey, big thanks if you came on and listened to us live. Even if you had to sneak out a half hour early, we were here for you. It's cool when you do that. But don't forget, you can go to tunein.com and listen to the podcast anytime you'd like.